Welcome back in, Preds Insiders here at ESPN 102.5 The Game, streaming on the Game Nashville app. Ryan Porth here alongside Mark Borowiecki, Predators defenseman, just signed with the team back in October. Mark, thank you so much for joining us here this evening on Preds Insiders. How's it going?
Good, thanks. I appreciate you having me on, and I'm impressed by the pronunciation on the last name. That was pretty good. So
well,
thanks for having me.
I've had a couple months to work on it. So let's start that way. What's maybe the one or two weirdest pronunciations you've gotten with your last name?
I've heard Borowiecki. That one's probably one of the stranger ones. A lot of people just try it and give up. So I'm cool with that. Honestly, I'm pretty easygoing, but you were bang on there. It's Borowiecki.
Well, has anyone ever told you that you would get a lot of points in Scrabble with your last name?
That we actually. They asked me, we were joking about putting our wives' maiden names on our jerseys too this morning, and they said, what's your wife's maiden name? I said, Lewandowski, so I think I'd be wrist to wrist there if I had two name bars on my jersey.
There you go. So, Mark, first of all, welcome to Nashville. Are you in Nashville? Are you in the city working out with the team right now?
Yeah, I appreciate that. I've been here for 3 weeks. I believe it's my fourth week here training with the guys. Wanted to get down and get settled early. Some uncertainty in the future of the schedule of the league this year, not really knowing what's going on, and you know, things might ramp up quickly. So I figured the sooner I get my family down here, the better. We bought a house in Nashville, and we kind of took the plunge. We're selling our place back in Ottawa, and we want to be a part of this community and live down here full time.
So what's your first month in Nashville been like?
It's been great. It's been a little hectic. The move's been a little trickier than we had hoped. I mean, obviously moving during a pandemic with border closures and stuff like that from Canada has been a little tough, but, we're really settling into our routine now. The city's awesome. I mean, we've been walking around our neighborhood lots. People seem really friendly, lots to do. It's kind of got that small town feel, but it's still got the big city amenities, which is very similar to Ottawa, where we're both from. So, we really, really enjoy it.
Mark Borowiecki on the line with us here, Preds Insiders, ESPN 102.5 The Game. Mark, what was kind of your impression of this Predators team before you signed with them back in October?
There's a lot of high-end skill here for sure. Roman on the back end, you're not going to find too many defensemen in the league like him, Ryan Ellis as well. And, up front, you've got Ryan Johansson, Forsberg, Shane, these guys who are high-end skilled players and guys who can turn a game in their favor on any given shift. And, I think when you have that ability, it's huge. And then it's just a matter of surrounding those guys with some missing pieces. And I'm hoping I can come in and help with that. And, coming into Bridgestone every night was not fun. It's always been one of the toughest rinks to play in. It feels like the fans are right on top of you. They're always loud. And it is a great atmosphere. So to hopefully here down the road have that on my side, I'm pretty pumped.
When Nashville came calling this offseason, was the opportunity to play with Roman Josi versus playing against him a big carrot to signing with the Preds?
Yeah, for sure. Anytime you get a chance to play with a high-end player like that, you really do jump on it. Sometimes he's like a fourth forward out there. He's always up in the play. He's always creating chances. He really drives the play. He's an impressive player to watch. We got to know him a little bit here. He's a great guy. I've been really impressed with his work ethic. He seems like a great teammate, and I'm pretty happy to be on his side for sure.
So this Predators this Predators franchise here in the last few months has spoken a lot about being a tougher team to play against, and I'm using air quotes that you can't see right now. For you, Mark, how do you feel like you can kind of contribute in that area for a team that wants to be tougher to play against?
I think there's a number of ways. I think traditionally people think of hitting and fighting, right? And that's what comes to mind right away. And I've certainly done my fair share of that in the past, and I plan on continuing to do that. But it's a matter of, I think, competing every single shift, every single situation, no matter how the game's going, whether it's going your way or not. You've got to bring that intensity. And that's something that I really pride myself on. I'm going to do anything that I possibly can for my team to win, and that's about putting my body on the line and hopefully kind of pulling some other teammates along with me in terms of motivation and compete too. So that's something I'm really looking to help out with and hopefully add that element.
What do you expect this season to look like for the players? With everything going on, potential for shortened season, perhaps not many fans in the stands in certain arenas. What do you expect this to look like for the players?
It's going to be unorthodox for sure. You know, I didn't really have a chance to experience, obviously we weren't in the playoffs in Ottawa, so I didn't have a chance to experience the bubble. You know, for the most part, I think it's going to be empty rinks. You know, I think once things get hammered out here, details-wise, I think we're going to ramp up in a hurry. I think things are going to fall into place and happen quickly, you know, assuming they do fall in place. And I think it's going to be a bit of a trickier transition for guys. You're not going to ease your way into the season with, you know, an extended camp and a bunch of exhibition games to get your feet under you. I think you're going to be kind of thrown into the fire right away. And, you know, that first week of the season, you know, let's say, you know, 5-6 games, whatever it may be, you know, they might be a little sloppy. Your timing might be off a bit, but I think after that it's going to get pretty intense pretty quick.
Mark Borowiecki, Predators defenseman, on the line with us here, Preds Insiders, ESPN 102.5 The Game. Do you feel like for regular season games versus what a lot of the players went through in the bubble with the playoffs, that it might be harder to get those juices flowing without, you know, 17,000 fans packed inside Bridgestone Arena and creating that amazing atmosphere that we get to see night in and night out throughout a normal regular season? Do you feel like it's going to be harder to get those juices flowing and get amped every single night with not many fans in the stands?
Definitely. You know, I think if you say otherwise, you're probably lying. I mean, it's not that guys can't motivate themselves. It's that having a full rink like Bridgestone, that's rowdy, just motivates you even that much further, right? So I think that element's lost. But, you know, at the same time, you know, I've been playing pro hockey for a while now. This is, I think, my 11th season, my 6th in the NHL, or my 7th in the NHL coming up. And, you know, we've all played in, you know, quiet rinks at all different levels that don't have much of an atmosphere or don't have a ton of fans. And you need to learn how to kind of, you know, manufacture your own energy and your own intensity. And that comes with age, I think, too, and experience. You know, you learn how to go about your business and make sure you're ready for every game, no matter what the circumstances. So I think that's where maybe, you know, some older guys in the locker room and on the team can kind of help out. You know, there's a certain way to approach those games and those kind of low intensity games, and we might have to do that a little more often than not this year. So that's on us as players to make sure we're ready.
Mark, you mentioned how you're here practicing or training with some of your new teammates here in Nashville. What is it like to train for a season where you don't really have kind of that end point of, okay, the season starts this date, the training camp starts this date? You're just kind of in no man's land in a four-corner stall waiting to get all that info.
Yeah, it's an interesting question, and it's a good point. I think a lot of guys probably do struggle with that a little bit. You know, I think the motivation can wane a little bit. You know, for me personally, I really enjoy training and being in the gym. It's something I'll probably do more of when I'm not playing, to be honest, or when my career is done, to be honest. But it's just a matter, I think, you know, of staying level-headed. When there's, you know, some kind of development in terms of the season maybe happening, you can't get too up. You know, you can't say this is it and you know, strain yourself and expend all your energy and fry your nervous system. It's a matter of kind of staying cool and calm and just putting in the work every day and going about your business and just sort of let things fall into place. You know, we've had some good skates here. We're training in a couple small groups. It's been a chance to get to know your teammates, know some guys on a little more of a personal level, and it's been fun. I've actually really, really enjoyed it.
Do you feel like, going back to the fact that there may not be fans or many fans in the arenas this season, what was kind of your approach back earlier in the fall in August and September when teams were in the bubble playing playoff hockey in front of nobody in both Edmonton and Toronto? Did you get a chance to watch? What did you make of it?
Yeah, I watched, like, I have some buddies, some ex-teammates who play around the league. So I really watched Vegas closely, close to Mark Stone there, and I really watched the Islanders closely because my buddy J.G. Pageau is there. And you know, I was impressed. I mean, it was good hockey. I didn't really know what to expect going into it, but you know, I'm not going to say my expectations were X or Y, but it did, I think, surpass whatever expectations I had. I think guys were intense. Guys played hard, you know, for better or for worse. You saw some bad blood out there, and I think that was kind of the intensity and, you know, of hockey that we all sort of missed and want, need, and it was fun to watch for sure.
Mark Borowiecki on the line with us here, Preds Insiders, ESPN 102.5 The Game. Mark, before you mentioned how you played with the Ottawa Senators and watched some of your former teammates in the playoffs. You had a couple other former teammates that that played with Nashville last season, Kyle Turris, and obviously Matt Duchene still on the roster here. Did you talk to them at all before you signed on the dotted line with the Nashville Predators of what Nashville was like to play in as a city?
Yeah. I talked to myself and my wife are good friends with Turris, so I talked to him quite a bit. Just sort of picked his brain. You know, I had mentioned this in an interview prior, and I think, you know, I'm sure a lot of guys going UFA do this too. You know, my wife and I, we got nothing to do. We're sitting around at night. We put our son to bed, you know, and it's not UFA day yet. You kind of sit and think and dream about places you want to be and want to go. And, you know, Nashville always came up on that list for us. You know, it's a place that I always enjoyed coming to and playing, and somewhere I could see myself playing in the future. So, you know, to kind of hear good things from people that sort of, you know, reaffirm those thoughts that I had, we were certainly excited, and it just seemed like a great fit.
Last thing for you here, Mark. Wanted to get your really hard-hitting one here. I've heard you been called the Borough Cop. A, how did that come about? And B, is that a nickname that you embrace?
Yeah, so that one goes way back. When I was in the minors, I played 4 years in Binghamton, New York, in the Sens organization, the AHL. And, you know, like I wasn't a high draft pick or anything, or a highly touted prospect of the fifth round pick. I left college early and signed, and had to work my way up to the minors. And kind of said, I'm going to make a name for myself here and fight absolutely everyone I can and hit everything that moves. And I was a little rowdier back then in how I played. And so a couple of teammates, my roommates, gave me the nickname Borough Cop because they said I was on patrol out there all the time. And, you know, it certainly wasn't a self-given nickname or anything like that, but I don't really refer to myself as a personally, but it stuck. And, you know, I've kind of played that style all through my career. And then I guess it all sort of culminated this year in Vancouver on a road trip. I was cruising around downtown Vancouver, and I witnessed, like, an attempted burglary in a car. And I guess, luckily, I had the presence of mind to kind of step in and break it up. And I didn't apprehend the suspect. I wasn't really sure what I was allowed to do, but I did get the stolen goods and reported it to the police and got everything back to their owners.
Very cool story. Mark Borokot Borowiecki, also known as a very good citizen in the community, joining us here on Preds Insiders, ESPN 102.5 The Game. Mark, thank you so much for your time, and hopefully we get that schedule for training camp and regular season sooner rather than later.
No, I appreciate your time. Thanks for having me on. I'm always up to chat, and I wish you and your loved ones the best.
Man, good stuff there from Mark Borowiecki, new Preds defenseman coming over from the Ottawa Senators in the offseason. And he hasn't played one game for the Nashville Predators, but I know I'm going to be rooting for that guy on the blue line. Should make for a quality third pair alongside Matt Benning on that blue line. Much better than the third pairings that we've seen in recent years for the Nashville Predators. That will do it for tonight's show. Thanks to Jeff Merrick of Sportsnet, Adam Vingan of The Athletic, and Mark Borowiecki, Predators defenseman, for joining me here on Preds Insiders. Coming up next, it is the Commodore Hour. Stay tuned right here on ESPN 102.5 The Game and the Game Nashville app.